Item number two on the agenda is a subdivision and rezoning for 393 Grassy Boulevard under file DASZ 28 of 2009. Mr. Chairman, the applicant is present.
Right. Representing the applicant, in fact, is Sig Hildebrandt. Sig, if you're in the room, could you please step forward? And once you've seated yourself at the microphone, please state your name and address for the record.
I'm Sig Hildebrandt in Blostein Bay. I'm just representing my parents.
Okay. Do you want to make a presentation or comment on the report that's here?
I guess my parents own the property and they're just looking to subdivide into four separate properties for a single family dwelling.
Okay. Do any members of the committee have any questions for the applicant?
No, not at this time. Might have some later.
All right. You'll have an opportunity after the after anybody else speaks to come back as the as representing the applicant to comment on what they've said or asked.
Okay.
Do you want to step down?
Does anyone have the right to ask the applicant?
Hold on.
You will in a second.
You will in a moment, so hang tight. Is there anyone whose name has not been called who wishes to speak for this application? Is there anybody else who'd like to speak in favor of this application? Hear none. Registered in opposition, Patricia Kalnick? If you'd like to come forward to the microphone, please.
If I have questions,
and if you could state your name and address for the record.
It's Patricia Kalnick. I live at 57 Althwaite.
Okay, you can ask your questions here now, and if there's questions of a technical nature regarding the report that was filed, the city administration that's here. I should have introduced everyone who's here this evening with us. We have John Wintrup. He's the East Kelowna and Transkelowna community planner, and as well as the principal planner for the city of Winnipeg. Councillor Wyatt, councillor from the Transkelowna ward. I'm Councillor Barwadi from North Kildonan, and Carlos Gamera is the city clerk for the East Kelowna and Transkelowna community committee. My apologies for not doing those introductions first.
It's going to be in four lots, and what size will each lot be?
We'll let this go a little informal today. Certainly, please go ahead.
Okay, the proposed lots fronting Grassy will both be 124 feet deep. The westernmost lot will be 52 feet in width, and the easternmost lot 48 feet in width. The proposed lots fronting Jacques will be both 145 feet depth and 50 feet wide.
So then that's comparable to the lot sizes that currently exist on the street?
Yes. There's a number of 50 and 40-foot wide lots on, up and down Grassy, as well as on Jacques Avenue that have been approved over the last few years.
And is there something that stipulates what type of housing would be allowed? Like, for example, there was a lot on Grassy that was recently subdivided, and there are two small bi-levels on the street that are not conducive to Jacques. On Jacques, you've got all expensive, somewhere between $250,000 and $350,000 homes, bungalows or two stories with double attached garages. And it's unfortunate not more of the neighborhood is here, but I don't think that allowing, you know, 800 square foot bi-levels is conducive with the rest of the street.
The zoning bylaw only allows the property zoned R1, which will only allow a single family dwelling. And there's a requirement for a front and side yards of 20, 25 feet, side yards of 4 feet. In terms of the design of the house, whatever it fits into, though, that kind of envelope, building envelope, we don't, the city or the zoning bylaw, as long as it meets a building code to be a habitable dwelling, we don't design the exterior of houses.
Okay. That's all I wanted to know.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. Sorry, does the committee have any questions? Councillor White, did you have any questions? No, you're good?
No.
Very good. Is there anybody whose name has not been called out who wishes to speak in opposition to this? Anybody who wishes to speak in opposition? Here, none. Is there anybody whose name has not been called who wishes to register for information? Anybody who wishes to register for information? Here, none. I will now call the applicant, Sig Hildebrandt, back to the microphone if he wants to make any further comments.
Okay, well, as for size of buildings that are, or dwellings that are going to be coming up, it's not going to be anything like 800 square feet or anything. It'll be comparable to what's in the neighborhood, if not larger. You know, it, it will fit on the property, just for anybody's.
Okay. Any questions from members of the committee here?
Not that it's really any of our business, but are you looking at selling the lots that you're subdividing, or you're developing it yourself?
No, it's going to be divided into for family members.
Oh, I see.
And family members are just going to take over the properties, and they're going to build their own house on there.
Right. So if it's a 48-foot or 50-foot frontage and one is 148 deep, the other 125 deep, you can put a fair-sized house on a property of that size and scale.
So. Yeah, we don't want to – our intention is not to degrade the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. We actually want to make sure that the neighborhood stays
– So the family will be living in the neighborhood as well.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not that it's an issue in that, technically speaking, but it was just a question raised, so I want to raise it as well. So.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I don't have any other questions. Other than just from our planner while you're here, sidewalk, I didn't see that in the ACG.
The sidewalks are already installed both along Dock and Grassy Ave.
I guess my concern is if there was any damage to the sidewalks there that during construction, that is there. I didn't see any clause requiring the.
Well, that's standard. That's a standard practice. If sidewalks or the boulevard is damaged during construction, the developer has to pay for the resodding of the boulevard and damage to the sidewalk. So
to ensure that, that does not have to be added into the ACG then.
Yes,
it does not have.
No, it doesn't have to.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Great. Thanks very much.
Any questions?
Thank you. Okay. No, I do not have any other questions.
Bert, make some motions here.
Yeah. I'll